Rav Moshe has a fascinating thought in this week's parasha about the Temeim came to Moshe Rabbeinu to make a request. Rashi says that the request was we should be makriv the korban for them. Now, what does that mean? The law says you be makriv for Temeim, it's possible. So it means that you're makriv it for Tehurim and Temeim, which is kosher. But the pshat is when you're makriv for the Tehurim and the Temeim, is that the Tehurim it counts for and the Temeim it doesn't count for. So this request doesn't accomplish anything for them. They're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, it seems like we're indicating a Dover Chodesh over here, indicating a Chiddush over here, is that they knew that. They knew that they were not going to fulfill any mitzvah by doing so. So what was their request then? What was this desire that they had, they were talking about? Their desire was the desire to be connected to a mitzvah. I mean, connected to a mitzvah is so significant that even though you're not going to be yotz the mitzvah, but in some way to feel that there's a connection that indicates your ava and your desire to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he continues, and he says, we find by a bris, we say, Kashem Shenichas Bris, Ken Yikonis Atarba, Ulukupa, Ulamasim Tovim. So we should be zeicha to Torah, Chup, and Masim Tovim. Now, Torah doesn't mean just limit of Torah. Torah means Torah, all of Torah. So included in Torah is Masim Tovim. So a person should be zeicha to Torah and Chuppah. Why do we say Torah, Chuppah, and Masim Tovim? He says, maybe this is what it's suggesting. It's suggesting over here a case of a Masim Tovim, which is not Torah, in the sense of this is not something which the Torah is going to mechayev a person. The person is not yotzei with this situation. So mitzad, the din of Torah, the mitzvahs of Torah, this is not Torah. So what is it? It's a tense desire on the part of Klal Yisrael to some way to be connected and to serve a Kodesh Baruch as best as we can. And even when we cannot be here to the mitzvah, we want to at least do something in some way to be connected. You find such a concept through a few places that we have a halacha of doing a zecher for a mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. A person only has three of the four minim of a lulav. You can't get the fourth min. So there's no hadassim available where he is. So we hold the four minim of the lulav are ma'akib each other. And taking three minim without the fourth, it accomplishes zero. The chacham did not come along and give it a status of a mitzvah either. But they said, as a zecher of the mitzvah, to be a reminder of this mitzvah, it's appropriate to take the minimum which you have available without a bracha, to feel in some way that you have not become disconnected with the mitzvah, and to have that type of connection. So here we have again this idea that a person, even in a case where you cannot do the mitzvah, you want to feel connected, you want to feel in some way the mitzvah is relevant to you. And that's an expression of love. This we would see this in relationships between individuals. Even if I can't fully carry out what you desire, I would try and do as best as I can because I care enough about you, and I want to feel that in some way I'm remaining connected and doing what I'm supposed to do. So the psukim continue to say that the schus of this request. A mitzvah was given. It was roy that this mitzvah should be given to Moshe Rabbeinu because of these individuals' expression of love. There was zeicha that Torah, liman Torah, was nisrabi because of them. There was zeicha that a mitzvah was given through them. So that desire to be marba more mitzvahs allowed them to actually be marba more mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. So the Baruch Hu will fulfill the request. Have a good Shabbos.